Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're back in open session, and we've completed our evaluation now of our two general managers in public. And commissioners, can we announce the scores for our two general managers? Commissioner McAlpin?
Mr. Chair, since I was not part of either of the evaluations, I would prefer maybe the
other commissioners. So, Commissioner Sponsor, would you mind?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, the cumulative score for Miguel Verdaguer, the DWA general manager, was 4.25,
okay.
Which means his score is slightly higher than exceeds expectations and above satisfactory. So, the score for Mr. Beneventi was 4.09, which again means that he has exceeded expectations and is above satisfactory.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And if I may, and I'm sure my colleagues will join us, that you know that's a numeric score and based on the weighted average of performance. But I just want to say that over the past 3 years that we have reviewed in the past week, that it's clear that our two general managers are doing an excellent job. It shows in their score. It shows in the outcomes of their work. I look forward to sharing the details of their work as they present it to us and as we review that will be made public as required by law. But the people are well served by John Beneventi and Miguel Verdaguer in terms of continuing to improve the utilities, having them provide reliable service as affordably as possible, and planning for the future. They built good teams, and they've done an excellent job in managing our utilities, and their scores reflect that.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Also, I'd like to first say that this has been a very, very helpful interaction, this evaluation process, and it's been healthy for not just our two general managers, but as well as all of us involved. Through this procedure that we've developed, we've been able to get very good insight and understand the achievements and some of the challenges that still remain within our agencies. At this time, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we acknowledge, of course, the hard work of our general managers, but at this time that we retain our current salary structure for our general managers.
And all our employees.
And all of our employees that we evaluate.
Yes.
We evaluate seven personnel here at the two utilities, and it's important that we acknowledge the constraints in our community right now, and I do move that we maintain the current salary structures.
I'll second it, Mr. Chairman. And on the motion, all seven of our direct reports have done a great job and scored well. I agree with Commissioner Guthertz. We're going to ask them to make the sacrifice that many of our ratepayers are already making dealing with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
If times were better for the entire community, they would probably merit an adjustment. In my view, they would merit an adjustment. But I agree with Commissioner Guthertz that the timing now requires everyone to sacrifice and share in the challenge that we all are dealing with COVID-19 and its impacts throughout the island, and that we will revisit their situation when the community's situation is better.
Motion, seconded. Any further discussion? Mm-hmm. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. It's been a long process.
Thank you.
We'll see everybody in January.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We can't make 2020 leave quickly.
Michael, no more.